Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Today's lesson, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for tuning in to Barah Ministries. We welcome you to our Christmas celebration lesson for our Facebook friends. Merry Christmas. This is the time of the year when we celebrate the birth of our Savior. And our song worship leader, June Murphy, is going to sing a couple of songs to get you in the holiday spirit. John chapter 1, verse 14 encapsulates what Christmas is all about. The Word, the Lord, God the Son, became flesh, Jesus Christ, as true humanity, and tabernacled among us. And we beheld His glory, glory as the uniquely born one from God the Father, 100% God and 100% man in one person, full of grace and full of truth. And that is why we celebrate the season. We celebrate the time when God was with us. And the Dr. Luke gives an account of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14. He says this, "Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth." Luke 2:2. And this was the first sentence taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Luke 2:3. "And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city." Luke 2:4. "Joseph, the father of Jesus Christ's humanity, also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of King David." Luke 2:5. "In order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him, and was pregnant with child." And an engagement at that time was the equivalent of a marriage. So she was married, they were married, and she was pregnant. Luke 2:6. "And while they were there, the days were completed for Mary to give birth." Luke 2:7. "And she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths," the Greek word sparangana, which are the cloths used to hold together a mangled corpse. If you've ever seen a mummy, that's the cloths that are being described here. "So she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn." The Lord Jesus Christ was from birth identified with his death through the sparangana. Luke 2:8, "In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night." Luke 2:9, "And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened." Luke 2:10, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people, whosoever.'" Luke 2:11, "For today in the city of David, Bethlehem, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:12, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths," sparangana, "and lying in a manger." Luke 2:13, "And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth among men, peace with whom he is well pleased.'" Well, let's hear June Murphy sing about that night. The song is "O Holy Night."
The weary
Song. And now June will sing the Christmas song as our Merry Christmas wish for all of our Facebook friends.
Many ways, Merry Christmas to They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I am offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times,
June. Just a reminder to make the best decision of your life. Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes. In John 3:36, the Lord himself says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have 2 different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.